Instead of speaking out on hot-button issues, more colleges are issuing policies to stay silent as political pressure ramps up on campuses across the country. According to a new report from the Heterodox Academy, a group that has been critical of progressive ideology on college campuses, 148 colleges adopted institutional neutrality policies by the end of 2024. All but eight of those policies were adopted after the Hamas attack against Israel. The universities are also adopting the policies at a time when the Trump administration has moved to pull funding from universities for not doing enough to crack down on anti-Semitism. With the administration announcing Friday that it was withdrawing $400 million from Columbia University, saying it's looking to do the same at other universities. Last week, the president threatened in a social media post to punish any school that permits illegal protests following an executive order. He signed his 10th day in office, combating anti-Semitism, focusing on what he called anti-Jewish racism at leftist universities. A few days later, he announced a task force to carry out the mandate. About 4 out of 5 colleges that adopted neutrality policies are public and face scrutiny from state lawmakers. Several states, including Texas and Utah and North Carolina, ordered their public universities to adopt the policies while others, like Tennessee, are considering it. Most of the new policies apply to senior administrators, like college presidents, while others also include academic departments. Critics of the neutrality movement argue, administrators are just sidestepping difficult debates on the Middle East conflict and worried about going against donors and lawmakers. The American Association of University Professors recently issued a statement on neutrality, stating the idea is neither a necessary condition for academic freedom nor categorically incompatible with it. Statement. Neutrality originally started at the University of Chicago in 1967. With a document called the Calvin Report that explains the university's neutral stance on politics, created in response to concerns about the involvement of universities in political activism.